It looks like the real thing. Knights under the command of kings battle for personal honor and the glory of their kingdoms. While the weapons are wooden and the dead leave the battlefield on their own feet, the passions of the warriors are real. Excitement drives them on. They train at home during the year to prepare for these events and go by names of their own choosing. Many return year after year. This commander of a Roman cohort, who calls himself Dominus, is a veteran of 14 such wars.
It gives me and my friends some great stories, some great experiences, some great adventures to share and to talk about and remember together for years to come.
A code of honor governs what happens. The warriors determine for themselves the seriousness of their wounds. Marshals, responsible for safety and order, declare timeouts to regroup. The Society for Creative Anachronisms organizes the event.
We worked very, very hard at our safety. 40 years of the society, we haven't lost anybody in a battle yet.
A full, authentic set of regalia and weapons can cost $10,000. And, in one concession to the modern age, warfare is not only for men.
You get a real challenge when you go out there, because with the helmet on, not many people realize that you're a girl, and you get kind of like a fair fight, and it's cool.
But most of the 12,000 people here do not participate in the fighting. They choose less violent pleasures. They go to the bazaar and sample goods that would be available to a person who lived between the 6th and 16th century. They learn crafts that were popular in a slower and less complicated age.
Pinzig, as a whole, is an experience where I can get away from the hustle bustle of everyday life and get to know the meaning of community with my friends.
There is even a daily newspaper, which publishes news of village life, including news of who is winning the tournaments dedicated to honoring women.
Today, our theme is definitely the pleasure of the ladies. In fact, the ladies have directed these gentlemen who are currently fighting at a barrier.
The winner of the war this year was the Eastern Kingdom, comprised of warriors from the eastern parts of Canada and the United States. And as their reward, they had the right to claim the city of Pittsburgh, a claim they understand is unlikely to be honored by any of the city's present-day leaders. As for the losers, their pride may have been injured, but they know that they can come back again next year. For producer Zoroslav Bajdu, I'm Julie Tabo, VOA News.